mom and dad helped me a lot when I was little, but now I can do a lot more things on my own.
God put them in your life so that you could grow up in the right direction. It's a great day here at Keys for Kids. My name is Zach. Have you ever seen a small tree planted with three or four ropes and stakes holding it up? Those stakes help make the small tree more stable. That way, no wind can blow it over while the roots are still growing. Now, once the tree is big enough, the ropes and stakes will be removed. Your parents are like that too. God gave them to you so that you could put deep roots into His Word and learn to follow Jesus. Proverbs 6:20 says, "Obey your father's commands and don't neglect your mother's instruction." Our story today is called Supporting Stakes. Sophie watched her father pull out the stake that had been wired to a small tree ever since it had been planted. "What was that stake for?" she asked. Very small trees often don't have the strength or ability to stand straight by themselves. They grow crooked, Dad said. The stake helped support this tree and keep it growing straight. "Then why are you pulling it out?" asked Sophie. "The tree is big enough now to take any winds that come along," said Dad. "It's growing tall and straight because it was held in that position by the supporting stake." He stood back and looked at the tree. God often does the same thing with us.
"He does?" asked Sophie. "What do you mean?"
He puts people in our lives who support us and help us grow. Take you, for instance. When you were very small, your mom or I often held your hand when you tried to walk. Then, as you grew and got better at keeping your balance, we let you go by yourself. Sophie nodded as she thought about it. "I still need help with other things, though, like my homework sometimes, or how to decide what I should do about some things." "And we're always glad to help you," Dad assured her. "But as time passes, you won't need our help so much. When you're all grown up, you'll be ready to go on without your mom and me."
"So that's how I'm like a tree," said Sophie. "When it was small, it needed the stake, but now that it's bigger, it can stand by itself."
"You've got it," said Dad. "There's a verse in the Bible that has encouraged your mom and me as we've raised you. It's Proverbs 22:6, and it says, "Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it." We're teaching you about Jesus and what he's done for you, and we're trusting him to help you know and follow him in the future. No matter how big and strong you grow to be, you'll always need him. Never forget that.
"Don't worry," said Sophie. "I won't."
So how about you? Do you appreciate your parents' teaching and support, or do you constantly fight against them? Like young trees, kids need help to grow strong, not only physically, but also spiritually. If you have parents who are teaching you about Jesus, thank God for putting them in your life as supporting stakes that help you know His love and grow in the right direction. Our key verse is Proverbs 6:20.
Obey your father's commands, and don't neglect your mother's instruction.
And our key thought for today, welcome your parents' support. If you have older brothers and sisters, help them spend time in God's Word every day with the new Unlocked devotional from Keys for Kids. It not only has stories written by adults, but also essays, poems, and journal entries written by other teenagers. It's a way teens are encouraging each other to engage with the Bible and go deeper in their walk with Christ. Each day's reading focuses on a topic affecting teens, like social media, finding purpose in life, and what you can learn from a chipmunk. The first issue of Unlocked is launching this summer, so if you're a teenager or the parent of a teenager, find out more about the Unlocked devotional at unlocked.org. My name is Zach. Thanks for listening to Keys for Kids.